Violence is expected on Christmas in Nigeria. Christmas celebrations in China may surprise you. And Christmas parties are opening doors to kids' hearts around the world. These stories and more are coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Merry Christmas. I'm Greg Yoder. We begin our Christmas broadcast in Nigeria, where violence is expected. While Christmas is a time for peace in parts of the world, radical religious elements use this day as a day to attack Christians. Nigeria's Boko Haram is one such group. General Secretary of the Christian Association of Nigeria, Musa Asaki, expects the worst.
The concern is there, and they have continued also to give their threat. But all we continue to do is to pray. We know that our protection comes from God.
While the government is responding with troops and police, Asaki says,
in some cities, the government is sending policemen, soldiers to guard some churches. But that has not actually prevented them from doing their own havoc.
Asaki's asking you to pray.
It is our prayer that the Lord will help us to focus on Christmas and the meaning of Christmas so that we will not be sidetracked by the happenings of Boko Haram.
Next, Christmas is celebrated differently around the world. Today, we'll take you around the world to find out how Christmas is celebrated and how you can pray for each nation today. We start off in China, where Pastor Paul Yang tells us how Christmas is celebrated there.
Most of the Chinese, the Christmas is foreign holiday. Most of the Chinese think, oh, the Christmas is holiday for only for Christians. We are just an observer.
Registered church members decorate their churches for Christmas. That, in and of itself, is an attraction to non-Christians. They want to know,
what is the internal decoration of a church? And what is the content of the sermons? So they want to know about Christianity. So this is also an opportunity to preach the gospel.
Ying says Christians also are proactive.
We also ask our congregation to invite their relatives and friends and classmates to come to a church to celebrate with us on Christmas Eve.
This is Mission Network News. It's a little different in India and Ecuador. In India, Mission India's Dave Stravers says Christians there celebrate the birth of Christ openly. Believers hold
special worship services, musical programs, special even evangelistic events. The television will have these events. Radio stations will have them. Many, many Hindus, of course, realize then that this is something special.
Hindus have attacked Christians on Christmas Day there. The Orissa massacre is just one example. In Ecuador, Maria Atiaga, who's our Spanish translator, says Christmas programs are important. She says the celebration spreads over 9 days.
In every day, there is a little part of the story of Christmas. Like, you start with the census, and then you begin the last day with the nativity.
Atiaga says it's a great opportunity to remind Ecuadorians they're not worshiping figures in the nativity, they're worshiping Christ alone. And Christmas parties are being used to bring Christ to the forgotten, the orphaned of our world. Orphan Outreach is doing it successfully in Guatemala, Honduras, India, and Russia. OO's Tiffany Taylor says this isn't just an opportunity to
get a Christmas present, but then that's our opportunity to talk with those orphans about why we care about them, about the fact that even they don't have a physical father, they have a Heavenly Father who loves them dearly.
While Christmas opens additional doors for ministry, it also requires additional dollars. Taylor says now is a great time to support them.
Right now we have a matching opportunity, a donor who's matching gifts up to $75,000. We're just looking for people who are touched that want to help orphans.
End of the year giving for OO is critical.
It helps our staff be able to go into these orphanages and continue to do follow-up ministry and continue the relationships that we're building on right now and that we're starting with the Christmas season.
Mission Network News is a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. More information on these and other stories, you can go to our website, missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. On behalf of the entire Mission Network News staff, Ruth Kramer, Sharon Felton, Katie Harth, Kara Tucker, Lindsay Gamage, and Jonathan DeColibus, I'm Greg Yoder. Merry Christmas and have a Happy New Year.